At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
Welcome into the Tour Coach, everybody. I'm your host, Tony Ruggiero. It's the start of a new year, 2025. We've been doing the Dew Sweepers Golf Show for almost 20 years, actually right at 20 years, and it's morphed into the Tour Coach podcast from our early XM PGA Tour radio days. And I want to thank you for following along. 2025 is going to be exciting for us. We got a lot of great stuff going on. If you followed along, you know that the Tour Coach is, they're the stories, they're the people, the conversations that I meet, whether they're players, fitness experts, mental coaches, performance coaches, just the people I meet along our journey, whether it's teaching on the PGA, Korn Ferry, Live Tour, LPGA, Symetra Tours, or college players, but especially down at my home at Old Palm Golf Club in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. These are all the stories and the people that I run into that I think can add some value to your instruction program, help you play the game of golf better. So I hope you enjoy what we got coming. And to kick off the year, we're going to do something special. First of all, we couldn't do the Tour Coach without our longtime sponsors, especially Srixon Cleveland Golf, been with them for over 20 years. Mitch McConnell, Buick GMC, here in Mobile and all over the country. Mitch has been such a huge proponent of us. And you've got our local sponsors, Stokely's Midtown Garden Express, Taylor Martino and Rowan, and you can't forget the folks at Vineyard Vines and Bushnell Golf. And Bushnell's been so instrumental as well in pushing and helping us with a lot of our content. We're going to continue to push out what I think is great content, all designed to help you get better at the game of golf. And so we're going to kick off a contest this year in 2025. It's going to run through the end of January, past the PGA Show. All you have to do is go to one of our Pro Work episodes. The latest one is with Joey Merlino. It's over 130,000 views already, which Colby and I, we take on the boss and fix the, and become the pivot boss, fix Joey Merlino's golf swing. Go on one of the Pro Work episodes and comment hashtag Pro Work. Hashtag Pro Work for an opportunity to win a new set of the brand new Srixon irons. When they come available, we'll give them away at the end of January. Stay tuned for more details. Check out all our socials at The Dew Sweeper on Instagram, at Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube. Go to Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube, find the latest Pro Work episode, and hashtag Pro Work for an opportunity to win. Appreciate all our sponsors. Appreciate you following along. We've got some great stuff coming in 2025. More live lesson look-ins, more content. Hopefully we help you play better golf. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being part of this journey.
All right. So joining us here, this is the Golf Camp Tour Coach, my favorite week of the year, and I apologize for the look of the condo. It does look like shit. Okay. But we've had 6-7 people packed in this sumbitch. Looks like a Winnebago cruising down the Pacific Coast Highway. And anyways, we're going to go one at a time, bring some folks through you here. Jackson K. Golf, who was allowed to make the trip down this year. Jim Kaufman couldn't control him. So I think it's really good. Let's start with Steven Stallings. Stalls, great to have you back. A little sabbatical.
Yeah.
We talked about it the other night, but the recorder was on mute. So, anyways, awesome work this week. Jackson, well, first of all, tell us about your experience this week, what you're working on, what's the plan for this year. Let's get down to it.
Yeah, no, I've had a great week. It's a super fun week. One of the best weeks of the year. Definitely.
You kind of missed us, admit it.
I definitely missed this week. There's not many weeks better.
No, it's good.
It's really good. But no, we got some good stuff to work on. Did a little bit process alignment routine this week. Definitely something that's going to be big for this year for me. I'm just going to have to get a lot of strings and really practice my eyes as long as what we're working on the swing, which swings a little bit of face control with the wrist. I don't know which way it's flexing, but it's bowing, I guess, if you want to say. And then loading into the backside a little bit better instead of straightening the back leg. So that it kind of goes within a little bit with in the weight room, just work on loading the glutes and all that. So, yeah, I just got to focus on that for this year. And I don't know, I think it's going to be an exciting year and got some good things going.
Jackson, I said this about Stalls earlier. To Kluge, our host, one of our hosts today, out at Apogee, awesome place, great visit, great group out there today. But Kluge and I were talking about you, and I said, the one thing Stalls has always been able to do is make a shitload of birdies. Made 7 birdies and an eagle today.
And was unhappy.
And I said to Kluge, I said, you can't teach making a shitload of birdies and eagles, right?
Yeah.
That explosiveness is something. And we talked about a young kid that wasn't a great college player that's trying to play pro earlier today that I used to teach. And I said, like, you know, like, nice, super nice player, but, like, didn't make a lot of birdies, wasn't very explosive. I think that's a tough recipe when you're trying to make it play for a living. Because I feel like, If we get a guy like Stalls with that kind of explosiveness, and we can help refine what you're doing and refine your process to where, like, I feel like it's easier to take away the bogeys and the doubles than it is to take a guy that makes 16 pars, 2 birdies, and try to get him to make 3 more birdies.
That's right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Nah, I'm
getting deep here.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And that goes back to what we were talking about the other night with, not been around Steven a whole bunch prior, and then obviously being around him for a couple days here, it's pretty easy to see. I don't know what the right word is for it, but like you can just tell the foot's on the gas and he wants it, and he, like mm-hmm. competitor, right? You alluded to that too, like you just don't like losing, you don't like getting beat. And there's something in there down deep, yeah, you just can't teach it. And doing whatever you can to keep that fire rolling on and off the golf course. So,
yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's talk a little bit about
25.
What do you hope to get out of this year? What's your plan for the year?
Well, my plan, I mean, early on, I'm going to have to do Mondays. So, just going to have to honestly use a lot of birdies early on and hopefully get that start and then, you know, build off the starts, get a couple. I mean, once you get in, you got a top 25 or top 10, depending what tour you're on, to keep going. So, like, that's kind of the thing. And then if I get a few starts, that's great. And then try to build into the fall. I mean, it's hard to, like, when you don't have status, it's hard to really, like, make a full plan for the year because you don't really know where it's going to go. And you don't, and it's really hard to, like, you hope it's going to take off. But if it doesn't, it's like, your opportunities are low, so it's like hard to really like make full goals based on like schedule and all that.
But the big thing is just to get better every day, try to play the best golf you can, and then get ready for the fall, because the way golf's going now, it's all about Q school and how you're playing next fall to build your status for the next year. So that's a big thing. And like,
I think there's tremendous opportunity out there now in the ecosystem that's been created in golf. There's so many places, there's more places to play, whether people agree with them all or not, but there's a lot of places to play. And I think that more than ever, I know it seems awfully top heavy what the tour's doing, but still, if you get hot and you play really good golf, you can do a lot of good for yourself, whether it's through the Americas or whether it's through Korn Ferry. I mean, look at this guy last year, and I should know the name. Hell, I wish I taught him. The guy that won three times last year and then went on tour, right?
No, McCarty.
McCarty, right? Like, the old saying that you can't, that there's no substitute for good golf. Good golf fixes all your problems, right? Mm. And I really believe that with you. You've had flashes of brilliance. You've got the ability to play at that level. You've shown at that level. To me, it's more about consistency. It's more about being able to do it over a period of time, 4 days versus two or three. And I'm excited about this year.
Yeah.
Jackson, any questions?
No. Very good, T.
Very good. We're going to bring in the next guest.
Hot seat.
Emilio Gonzalez, next.
Is he coming here?
Yeah, on the Budweiser hot seat.
Coors Light.
Coors Light. Sorry, Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Sweepers
now. Do sweepers.
Where'd you get that?
Well, that was a gift from the folks at Coors Light in Mobile. And I mean, if anybody, Miller Coors out there, wants to sponsor this, we're certainly very open, and we certainly will drink our share.
All right.
Emilio.
Talk to me, T.
One of my all-time faves. Jackson and I put a list together of our least favorite people today. You're not on it. If anybody wants to see my list of least favorite golf teachers, DM me. Okay? But anyways, I'm super pumped about this year.
Yeah.
I want to give you credit, because I don't think people understand this enough, but you've been working on the same three things for 2 years at least.
Yeah.
And it's starting to pay off. You played really, really well at the end of all year last year, but especially the end of last year.
Yeah.
Came up a hair short of getting your tour card, but I feel like you're in a fantastic place going into this year.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Last year I did a lot of things that I showed myself that I've grown in every aspect of the game.
Okay.
And also off the golf course, or anything that's surrounded in my career. So definitely really, really proud of that. And I think it's something I can keep momentum using on that to kind of transfer it over to 2025 too.
I love that. I mean, I think it's all about building from year to year. That's something I've tried to keep in mind with you, and I told everybody, this is going to be my year of being a dickhead, right? And I'm going to be extra hard on you guys, because I think we got some guys that we can really, really push a little bit. Love where your golf swing is. If anybody out there has Instagram, the video I just posted of you with sexual healing playing in the background, it is one of the best. It's the best golf swing down the line of you on video I've ever had. Jackson, what are your thoughts about Emilio? You guys have done some great putting work. I'd love if you wouldn't mind to go a little bit into what you've done with the putting. I don't think you get enough credit for some of the work you do assisting me with my guys with their short game of putting. Talk a little bit about the putting y'all have done.
And the wedges, too, a little bit.
I was going to take credit for the wedges. No, just kidding.
No, I think back to what we had talked about, too, the other night. You know, once you settled in college, you became a standout, turned pro, took you a minute to kind of get your boots under you, and then had some great success. And then I think it's kind of that, like, same point on the Korn Ferry Tour where, like, you've checked all of your boxes on and off the golf course. And, I mean, hopefully that just gives you, like, a breath of fresh air out there, and just let you go play and have fun and enjoy it. think what you're talking about off the golf course is huge. As far as the putting, you know, we kind of went full circle where you thought you maybe wanted to change. Tinkered with that for a second, but I think the change with the stock putter, but more in your right hand grip, was about time. I know we had talked about that before.
Talk about how you figured that out. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. About the one hand, how he would putt one handed. Everybody's seen Tiger do the one handed putty drill. Talk a little bit about how you. I mean, this is a good find, and this is a good story.
Well, so I remember vividly we had talked about.
This is something Luke Curdenin would like. I swear, this is right up LKD's.
Yeah, maybe a little side cover on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I remember vividly we were talking about it at Atlantic Beach, and we were trying to get your right hand grip a little bit more on top because it kind of sits underneath.
Yeah.
And maybe not even like the correct pressure on there for how you would fold it, right? So we did a little bit of that, didn't like it, went away from it. Came back to it this year because you do a bunch of right hand only putts.
Yeah.
And you hold it like this with your thumb down the grip and finger kind of running down the side of the grip. And then you go and put your hand on there normally, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like just wasting time doing a good drill. Right? So kind of morphing that into how you would actually throw your hand on there together with your left, which I think pairs better with the thinner grip that you've got on your Odyssey. So kind of sticking with that, which influenced how the club head was swinging up the plane, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe hinging up a little bit higher in the backstroke, staying closer to it, not like in and shut. And then, you know, always kind of like sticking the finish a little bit with less recoil. I kind of saw it with how the butt of the club and the club head were finishing. Like sometimes it was a little bit inconsistent, like, but there's some of that in his golf swing, right? Mm-hmm. He's got a little bit of forward shaft wind in there. And so like being able to kind of pair those up consistently through it, done a good job of that. And then the wedges was interesting, right? There was a time where we watched you hitting balls at retreat.
Oh, I forgot.
Years ago.
And swing had changed.
It's back when they still let me on the island.
And there is no wrist hinge in the backswing, and then your wedges kind of looked like it. And we were doing that at the back of TPC, and you looked at me with these big eyes. I'm like, bro, we got to do this. And like some of the stuff changed really quick. And then like I've got this video from the Jingle Bell when Amelia was describing like how he feels release or like with it moving around the club moving around his body in his full swing fades to draws. He was explaining it to Ed and it blew his mind. But then kind of getting back to some of that with your wedges, right? Which is my job whenever I work with
Tony. By the way, I'm going to give a shout out. If you're buying a house, you need a mortgage. Ed Naparowski is the guy, way to go. Going to give him a shout out.
And if you want some gambling advice at the
I wouldn't
casino.
Trust him on the gambling.
No, I wouldn't. But yeah, kind of getting back to some of that because you're allowed to maybe use your hands a little bit more in the backswing.
Yeah, the way you explained it to me was like spot on, I feel like. And that's what really opened my mind up to like hearing that out. You told me like you got really good hands and you're taking your best asset out of the equation. And once he told me that, I was like, well, I guess I got no other option, so... really stayed open-minded about it, and it really got a lot better. So,
no, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that, but what you've done with him is allowed him to improve his putting and his wedges.
Yeah.
But also stick with what he's working on in his full swing, which I think is critical. And we know from my list, I love all sorts of teachers. But I think... You know, one thing that happens is people come in and they just say, I want to fix something. And you get some of these short game guys and these, you know, whatever. But they don't take into account what it can do to the full swing and what that can leak into for the rest of the game. And I think that's an important part when you're part of a team. And I think you both have done a really nice job improving your putting, improving your chipping and your pitching, your wedge play, while still keeping you on what you're doing, the full swing, and not putting anything in there that would leak into why you're such a good ball striker. And I think that's a good lesson. because I think a lot of people out there just go to try to fix certain things and don't always think about the ramifications it has on other parts of their game that are good, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I worked with a tour player once who worked with a short game guy, and this guy was all about opening the face and rotating the face, opening. And the only thing I want an open face is a fucking po' boy, right? Like, this thing looked, you know? And, you know, and after a while, it leaked into full swing, and he had an open face, and, you know, I think you got to be careful with that.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Emilio, awesome work, great stuff. You're going to kick ass at 25. Next year, we're going to be doing this. We're going to be getting ready to probably send you to Hawaii.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, that's a plan.
What if we did golf camp in Hawaii, you hosted us next year?
That'd be cool. How cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Prices and participation may vary.
Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Ty Gingrich next up in the Coors Light hot seat. Come on over here.
Ty.
Ty. Pronounce his name for us, Jackson.
Ty.
A little heavy breath at the end.
Ty Gingrich.
Happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
One of the favorite sons of Normandy Farms. And
shout out the great family up there.
The Hansons.
The Hanson family.
Yep. Hansons and Michaela in particular. And
yeah. Yep. Michaela's our girl.
Yep. So, first, this is your first golf camp as a pro.
Yeah.
Turned pro after the USAM. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what's it been like being a pro for 3, 4 months, 5 months. What have you learned, and what are we building on going into it? And what have you got out of this week so far? Although you've been playing a bunch of Monday qualifiers, a lot of guys in and out this week.
Yeah, it's been a journey, you know, just trying to learn as much as I can and try to continue just to get better, really, and just kind of see where it takes me. You know, just trying to put myself and get myself every opportunity I can to get where I'm trying to go. But, you know, I know it's a journey and it's not easy to get there. And so just trying to kind of be like a sponge, you know, and just learn as much as I can and continue to get better.
I think that's a key. The thing I told you this in a cart earlier is he's not afraid to shoot low scores, right? And again, I mean, we talked with Stalls about this a little bit ago, and like, that's something you can't teach. The thing I always liked from the moment that I started working with Ty is that he's a great athlete. Jackson's been around me a long time. That's one of the things I love. I love guys that are athletes that know how to compete, right?
Yep.
And this is no place for pusses. And he knows how to compete. He knows how to fight. I think that's going to serve him well. You know, I think a lot of the stuff we're doing is just refining who you are and your motion. We did Jackson would have loved this. We did some really cool work at the Preserve. Shout out to the folks down there in Van Cleve, Mississippi, when you came into town. But did a lot of work on just getting him to understand about curving it one way, right? And setting up to play a curve instead of trying to hit a straight ball all the time. And I mean, I think that on the long run, stuff like that gets overlooked when people look at their golf swing. But I mean, the guy already makes a bunch of birdies. He's won the, you know, he's won the Big 12. He's played at the highest level in college. Like, we're looking for a shot here or there. We're not looking for 12.
Yeah, agree. Just trying to simplify everything we do. Simplify everything we do and continue to be consistent with things and not overcomplicate things. I think is big.
Yeah.
You know.
No question. One thing I've always liked about Ty is to go back to like one time on the back of the range at Old Palm. He was there with Hendo, actually.
Our boy. Yep.
Yeah. And
that's Cuz right there.
Cuz. I mean, I wouldn't have picked that, but but like Rick was back there, Rick Lamb, and Rick started offering some advice, and he was a sponge. He was listening to everything Rick said, and I made a mental note. I was like, okay, that's good. Like, we want to bring this guy around more good players, because I think that's a cool trait. You got anything you would let Jax talk a little bit about what you've observed? You've been around Tide a little bit now.
Yeah.
What do you think, and advice that you would impart upon him going forward?
Never quit learning. Yeah. It's funny, too, like, did you see that post from the PGA Tour with all their graduates, and they had, like, the little whiteboard that they wrote stuff down on? That bottom right corner was, like, described golf or whatever. Like, 9 out of 10 of them said that golf is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that, but, like, what happens to making it simple or easy? Like you said, like, you can make it complex, you can make it stressful, but if you continue to refresh your mindset and always try and learn and enjoy that process, I don't think that golf will be looked at as necessarily hard. Sure, it's hard, but it's changing that perspective a little bit. And I think when you get out of college, turning pro, yeah, be a sponge, but also kind of like keep some of that as you keep going.
So it's interesting. So Ty's the third of our young pros sitting down here in the Coors Light hot seat tonight. And there's been a trend. Everything has been talking about making it more simplified, boiling it down to X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a trend there, right? And yet I think when I look at high school golfers, and you're not that far removed from high school golf or early college golf. I know Will's not. You're not. Stalls. Like, I think a lot of those folks that struggle are trying to make golf more complicated. Yeah. I think they're looking for lots of reasons why they're not better. And I think oftentimes players think that there's a lot more that they've got to do to get really good versus just getting a lot better at one thing, whatever it is. Curious what you think about that. You, man, Jackson, and then
gold.
Ty.
That's gold. You don't have to add anything to that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Right. No, I completely agree. I think it's, you make it simpler by figuring out how to make it simpler. You know what I mean? It's like...
Now that is Kentucky wisdom.
I'm from Indiana.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Right. You're giving him too much credit right there.
Stalls, when you pick a basketball winner for me, you can chime in after you've been...
Hey, at least I'm not from Indiana.
It's true. No, but Indiana wisdom right there.
That's right. Yeah. Well, but I think, yeah, you gotta subtract things, right? It's not adding things. It's not adding what more can I do. It's kind of like, what can I do less that I'm already efficient at, you know? Mm-hmm.
JP said one time in that golf coach development, he said, if you're trying to find a needle in a haystack, I wouldn't add more hay.
That's correct. Yeah. Same thing. That's basically what I said.
That's
good work.
Yeah.
We're gonna wrap this up with Will McFadden.
McFadden,
one of the legends of Dew Sweeperville, USA. He knows my whole playlist.
He's got a book.
Let's start this off, and I want to ask you a very difficult question. I want to ask you a very difficult question.
I'm in.
Favorite Todd Snyder line of all time. Give us a good Todd Snyder line right now.
It's got to be everyone sitting on the bench thinking that they should pitch. How are you going to throw a shutout when all you do is bitch?
That is good. So good. Oh, my gosh.
It's a beautiful one.
That got me teary-eyed, knowing I've raised you right. Willie Mack, been to a couple of these, but you're being your first full year, at the end of your first full year being a professional out of Troy. What have you learned this year?
I think it's been a huge year for me. There's been a lot of positives, but there's also been a ton of negatives. Had some weeks that I was really, really not proud of, and I think those were some of the best weeks for me.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I've really struggled a couple of times, like, especially...
We got laundry and shit going on there, so, I mean, seven people always...
I really struggled mid-year, which ended up being one of the most important parts of the year around the couple of America's Q schools and the Corn Ferry Q school. And, you know, it really showed me that it's not, like, those finishes are not based upon, like, the player that I am. Like, I know that those were bad weeks, and that I know that I'm better than that, and just didn't go my way that week. And so being able to just stick to the process that we've had in place for years, that is, I've just continued to get better and better from year to year. And I know I'm way better than I was when I finished college a year and a half ago. And so just continuing to trust that and keep going, even though there were some rough patches. So
I think it's critically important in the business that we're in. And Jackson, I struggle with it as a teacher. I've told you this a million times. To not put a value on yourself based on how you play or a player plays or whatever each week. I think that's really hard in what we do. I think that's the hardest part about what I do, right? And I think you're figuring that out early. And so just because you don't play good for a week or a month doesn't invalidate all the work you've done, and it doesn't mean you're not always on the right track. Obviously, there's times players have to evaluate where they are and what they're working on, and I 100% get that. And I mean, we talked about that the other night on the way up to Hurricanes. So I get that, but I think people today are so quick to make changes and to abort the mission that they're on based on how they played for a week or a month or at one time. And sometimes you're doing everything right and the results still aren't very good on the week you need it. And that's why you got to be in it for the long haul.
Right. Like, I feel like just for example, from this week, like, I feel like Jackson and I did some really, really awesome putting work yesterday, and I went out and played in that Monday qualifier today, and it did not translate, but I still love what we worked on yesterday, and I'm looking forward to continuing to keep growing on that and keep getting that dialed in, even though today was quite horrendous on the greens, to be quite frank. But
yeah.
I'm looking forward to continue to try to master that and keep moving forward.
Awesome stuff. Jackson, parting shots?
Goals for 2025?
Goals for 2025. I think for me, it's always going to be trying to continue to stay consistent with the putter and keep everything going, because I feel like as far as ball striking and off the tee, I think that's a great tool for me and an advantage. So I think anytime I can get my short game and my putting to continue trending, that we're going to be in a good spot. So that's the main goal, keeping the main thing.
Jackson, goals for 2025?
Me personally?
Yes. I don't feel like we talked about you enough this trip.
I like it when that happens. Yeah, last year was a tough year, right? We've talked about
this. What are we going to do if we get to the end of this one and the volume didn't work?
I will lose my mind.
Just checking.
Yeah, it was a tough year, right? I'm excited to get back physically in better shape. And be able to not only teach and feel good, but also maybe sneaky play some golf and maybe pickleball, but like balancing the life and work thing with a second kid on the way. Just, you know, like sometimes I feel like I'm just like juggling too many balls at the same time, and being able to be a good husband first, and then a good father, and then a good coach, and a cutter. Yeah,
drawer. We're now we're switching.
Yeah, we'll find out when I put my hands on the club again.
I'm a drawer.
But like, but like that priority is important to me.
I'm a borderline hooker.
One beautiful one though.
That might be the cotton title of this.
You need to start hooking your putts too.
I need to. Yes. Yeah.
Not shove slice.
God, I mean, my putting's terrific. Go ahead. I digress.
Yeah, but I think that order is very important to me. And
I almost shanked a putt yesterday.
I watched it.
Fuck me.
We kept that out.
But it's very easy for me to put that coaching role first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love it, and I'm thankful to be around you, Tony, and thankful for every opportunity, including this one. So thank you for this week, and also these guys. Like, I say this all the time, but I probably learn more from them than they learn from me.
I don't think these young guys understand. They probably do, but like how much I enjoy being around them during this part of the journey. Like, it's so fun for me.
Yeah.
I have so much fun watching all you guys. Emilio's like the old guy here. I mean, and he's not old, and he's taught me a lot about tacos.
He's over there playing backgammon right now.
And but like how much I enjoy this. I love this. This is so much fun to me. It's such a cool thing. Anyways,
I've had best week of the year.
Best week of the year.